What's the one thing all great teams have in common?
Great coaching.
Try to suck up to me, Avery.
Hey! Goldberg! I bet if that dog was a cheeseburger, you stop it!
No, I agree. I would not be an acid physically. I have more of a podcast body.
Quack! 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 Quack!
It's the Quack Attack Podcast.
Hey, everybody. You're breathing on me. I'm Mike. That's Tommy.
Hello, everyone.
Kevin's not here, but welcome to the Quack Attack Podcast, definitive Mighty Ducks podcast. We are back. We have Tegan Burns back with us again. Thank you so much for being here, Tegan. Just what was your initial reaction when you got the call or however you learned, you know, season two was coming?
It was definitely shocking. I found out through like a Deadline article or like a post on Disney Plus's Instagram. So it was definitely shocking. I was just like, I was expecting like a haul from like my agent or manager, but I found out like when the rest of the world kind of found out about it. So I'd say it was a lot of shock, definitely excitement, but excitement and kind of confusion.
Yeah. Where's your manager in this or whoever needs to contact you? I feel like you should have gotten a call.
Yeah, I feel like it was like for everyone, it was kind of just like we all found out through it was like on Instagram. I remember I just like went on Instagram and I happened to just see a new plus from Disney Post and it was like Mighty Ducks season two, we're back. And I was like, what do you mean we're back? We're me? Like am I a part of this? Like it was shocking, but yeah.
Yeah.
So are when, you? When did you kind of find out that season two, it's going to be at a camp, you know, you're going to be involved and this is kind of the, you know, the arc that they're going to be going for, like with the summer camp and it being real intense. And what was your reaction to that?
I feel like I found out. So we went back and started filming early February. So I found out, I think November maybe, or when, I feel like I got my first script. Actually, no, that's a lie. I think I got the first script in like January. It was kind of like a few weeks prior. And that was when we found out about the summer camp and everything. Cause we had been kind of like in the dark about what the season was going to be about. Like we had no idea. We all had our theories and everything, but I think one of our theories was that it was going to be at a summer camp. And so when we found out, we were all really excited and we were also going to be going to California to filming and in the series. So it was a lot of excitement about that and just getting to know that we're all going on like the Winnebago to Santa Clarita, which was exciting.
Did anyone have like a very out there theory about what season two would be?
I feel like we all were kind of leaning towards the summer camp because I think we were like, yeah, I don't know. I don't know how. I mean, I feel like I don't really remember what our theories were, but I feel like some of them were just like that. Like it was either summer camp was the priority theory. Like that was the main one.
Yeah. So you see this Instagram post. Are you like texting the other people and saying like, what's going on there? What was the group chat like when that happened?
It's kind of like, is this real? Like, did someone hack Disney Plus's Instagram? Like, what's going on here? But it was definitely like, I remember texting and being like, oh my gosh, like, this is actually happening now. Like, we actually got confirmation that this is actually happening. Because we hadn't, it was a while, it was a long break between season one and season two. It was like, I feel like longer than normal. So all of us were kind of like, maybe not, maybe. So definitely, like, when we got that message, it was like, everyone was like, okay, this is happening. We're so excited. Like, we're going to see you and don't know when we're going to see you, but we're going to see you. So it was definitely everyone's phone was kind of blowing up.
I like it. So then you get into Maya again. How different is that to go back to somebody who's already sort of established versus like a movie where you play a character and you're kind of done?
Yeah, it was different because I also feel like Maya was much different this season. Like, I feel like last season she was more kind of like meaner, like,
yeah.
She definitely had more of an attitude in the first season, but this season she was softer. She has these group of friends, so she's a little nicer to her friends and she was more having fun this summer. So I think it was like kind of keeping the same mindset, but also I got to kind of add my own take on it. It's like I've already developed the character from season mm-hmm. one and I get to add on to it instead of starting from scratch like I had to do in season one.
Yeah. And she's out there, she's pulling hijinks, with, you know, running betting rings and helping Sophie. Like, Well, I mean, is there like a storyline? I guess we haven't seen the last, you know, four episodes at this point, but is there a storyline from the first ones that you enjoyed more than others?
Oh, the candy one, the whole betting thing. That was my, like, complete favorite thing that I would say Maya's little storyline that she's had, or little bit that she had. That was so much fun to do. And also we got to like eat the candy afterwards. So I feel like that was an added bonus. But also filming those scenes with DJ and Luke, and we got to have those scenes together, and they're awesome. So just, I don't have scenes with them as much. I feel like my scenes more are with Sophie and Sway. So I loved filming with them and kind of having all those funny scenes and stuff. So that was definitely my favorite storyline for Maya.
So we recently had DJ on about a week ago, and of course that was pre-Halloween. Now we're in post-Halloween world, as it's known. Tell us about your favorite candies, and like, do you have one that you're going for, and did you dress up at all for Halloween?
Oh, okay. This is the first year I have not dressed up, and I wanted to dress up, but my little brother wouldn't go trick-or-treating with me, so I didn't want to go by myself, so I had to give out candy. So yeah, I wanted to dress up, but my favorite candy, I say for the chocolate world, I'm going to have to go with like Almond Joys, and like, I feel like a lot of people are like, ew, like,
right.
So gross, but I love Almond Joys, and I like Hershey's, like those are really basic, but like, I love those. And then for the more sweet world, I would say like, do you know those Nerds gummy clusters?
Yes.
Like, yes, I love those. And I love bottle caps. We bought a huge bag of candy, like 400 pieces for the trick-or-treaters, like October 1st. And like, I ate every single bottle cap in the bag. Like, like it was like bottle caps, Laffy Taffy, like Gobstoppers or whatever they're called. And I ate like all the bottle caps. So there was none left. But so I would say bottle caps are going strong at the top of the list.
Yeah, you talked about sort of the candy storyline. DJ said during that storyline he ate a ton of candy. How much you know candy were you taking from the set? How much did you eat, you know, in those scenes?
I feel like, okay, so I think actually a lot of the candy was expired. So
oh.
I remember I went and I was like, okay guys, like we're not supposed to take a piece of candy until the end, but I'm gonna grab one. Like, I remember I like grabbed a piece of candy and I was like, okay guys, I got us like a piece of candy and everything. And then I got it and I opened it, and it was like, I looked at the date and I'd already eaten a piece, and I was like, this is expired. I was like, okay. So, but I say I ate like the Sweet Tart Ropes. I ate a lot of those. I feel like I also ate a lot of Hershey bars, like a lot of that, because I was originally eating that in the scene, but it was too difficult to like open. And there wasn't many of those to keep redoing it. So I ate a lot of Hershey bars and Sweet Tart Ropes. And that was very yummy.
And so part of that, the whole episode arc is, you know, kind of being the bookies and everything. You know, how much research did you do into gambling? Where you're like, all right, I'm going to be way into this, and we're gonna go to a sports book and really figure it out and go to a real sleazy dive bar? Or was it, okay, you don't need to do too much research?
I think that, so my brothers are really into like sports betting and everything. So they're like, and they know all about all that kind of that whole betting world. So I was kind of like, okay, Aiden, like I have like a, like I'm not an idiot. Like I know all about, like I know about betting and I know the rules of it and stuff, but I kind of had to be like, okay, like my brother Aiden, I was like, kind of give me brief little summary of all this, like what's going on, because then like the numbers and all that and understanding that, I was like, just give me a brief little heads up on what the scene is. So that was definitely helpful.
And so along those same lines, if you have all the ducks lined up, and we'll include Evan even though he's on Team Dominate, if you have a candy eating contest, who is the favorite and what are your odds?
So like who's like,
who do you think is gonna like win? Who should people be putting their money on in candy eating contest?
Like who can eat the most candy in like a short amount of time?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. Ooh. Okay.
Hard hitting questions.
I feel like I'm gonna, I don't know. We never like, there wasn't a lot of candy on set that we like would consume. So I feel like I mean, I feel like me. Like, I feel like I eat so much candy and I can consume a lot of food, like, and not get full easily. And my mom's even like, are you full? Like, but I feel like I can consume a lot of candy and not get full. So I would say me.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll go with me.
I like
Excellent.
It.
You all heard it here first. If there is a betting ring, bet on Sagan to take it all down.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel like this needs to happen now.
I know. I think we should like make like a have a video or some little thing, see who can eat the most candy. It's like tons of bottle caps and sweet tart ropes.
Yeah.
You got to do it like if there's like 8 ducks, do like every like every Monday, and each person gets to pick like the candy of that choice.
Yep.
And then on the 9th Monday, you all get diagnosed with diabetes.
Exactly. That sounds good.
Yeah. DJ was very confident in his candy eating ability too. So I would like to see this. Yeah.
Oh, okay. A little competition. Okay.
I would like to see this. Yeah. So you mentioned your brothers. You talked about when we had you on last time, you sort of followed your brothers into modeling, acting, that kind of stuff. What was their reaction when you said, hey, I got this Disney Plus show and it's the Mighty Ducks and that kind of stuff?
I feel like, I mean, this was definitely like the biggest role I've gotten so far. So, I mean, my brothers were, I remember I didn't tell my one brother about it, and my other brothers, one of them already know, but for the other, I was kind of like I booked a show, like I'm going to be a series regular. I'm going to Vancouver. And my one brother was like, where's Vancouver? Like, what's that? Like, it was kind of like, what? I mean, honestly, my one brother was like, oh, how much money are you making? Like, what are you going to buy me now? Like, that was his reaction. So it was a lot of excitement, but it was also like, well, like, what's in it for me here?
Right.
But yeah, it was definitely a lot of like, oh, like, this is new. Like, I never like actually booked a main role on anything. So there's definitely a lot of excitement in the house.
Did you pay that off? Did you get your brother anything, you know, from the set or whatever?
What? Oh, okay.
Expired candy, maybe.
I definitely take frequent little CVS trips and get candy there. So for my brothers, but I think I bought my brother a pair of like sunglasses, and that was like just the little thing, but that's really it. I think majority, like I'll be like, okay guys, I'm going to CVS, like, do you guys want candy or something? And that's like, that's my little gift to them for getting in the business, candy.
Okay, yeah, so he accepted the sunglasses as, you know, proper payment, I guess. Okay.
Yes.
Perfect. Now, I mean, do you try to hold that over them that, you know, hey, I'm in the Mighty Ducks, like I'm going first on Thanksgiving now? Is there any of that?
There's a little, maybe, kind of like not a whole lot of it, because it's like I kind of got to give them credit for it.
Right.
But it's kind of like I survived, you know, like they all kind of not dropped out of acting, but like stopped it. So it's like I'm like the sole like survivor in the business, you could say, in the family. So I guess there's kind of like a little like I survived, you know.
And so one thing that's been mentioned a lot in our Discord is a lot of the fans really like kind of the direction of Maya, that she's gone. She's kind of like I guess kind of a badass, and she has a lot of very good like one-liners, and some of them are a little bit like, oh, she's very interesting. And how much of these, like, this character do you think was written a little bit of, about you, and have you been able to like kind of bring anything into that? It was like, oh, what if, you know, Maya were to do this or that?
Yeah, I feel like Maya and I have some similarities. I think that, I mean, we're both similar, you know, how she, I mean, Maya's looking to have like some great summer with her friends and everything. And I mean, I think that I think we're a little different, because I feel like if I went to a sports camp, I'm very competitive, and I feel like Maya's not as competitive. Like, she's more looking to have a good time, but I feel like it's like there's a little difference there. But I think that, I mean, I wouldn't say, like, I think that for the one-liners and all of that, those are definitely like credit to the writers for those. And they definitely like said, kind of shouted some and been like, oh, hey, just say this or say That, or, and I remember there was like the one line that was, it was like, you go together with like boba and a big round straw. It's like that right. line is, that line was kind of just thrown off and said, okay, say this instead. And like that one was kind of just thrown out right there. And I was like, oh, it made it in. But so I feel like definitely credit to the writers for their one-liners are, I love them. And I'm, yeah, I would say that. So definitely a huge credit to that. And I would say Maya and I kind of are similar, but we definitely have our set of differences.
And so these one-liners, like, you know, I can never do this, but how do you keep it together? Cause like, you do have some of the funniest lines in the show. And is it like, hey, you know, you're just a pro, you know what you're doing. Or is it like, hey, this was actually like four or five takes and it took a while. Cause not only do you have to stay together, but your co-stars also have to keep it together.
Yeah. I think that I feel like I'm pretty good at keeping, like not bursting out laughing, but there was definitely, I think that there was for the first few, like there was some scenes this season that I like remember just not being able to keep it together. Maxwell improvised one line. It didn't make it into the thing, but I just remember like all of us just burst out laughing when he said it. Well, maybe not all of us, but I remember I just could not stop laughing at that. And it was like, we were all supposed to be super serious, just staring at Coach Cole. And he said it, and I was just like, oh my gosh, I really hope that you're not looking at me right now, because, but there was definitely a lot. Like that was one time. And then I think it was the worst when it was all of the kids together, because if one kid started laughing, it was just like a chain. Like it was like dominoes. Like if one kid starts laughing, then another, and then it's just like giggles all around. And I remember Marnie, Stephanie, she's hilarious. And there was one scene and she just improvised like everything, because the camera wasn't on her and she was just like calling the coaches up in one scene. She just improvised everything and all of us were dying of laughter. And I was just like, wow, I really hope that they weren't seeing us, because none of us were serious. I was just like, oh my. But definitely broken character a few times.
Who's the worst? Like, who breaks the most on set?
Okay, I'm definitely like, I know it's definitely Brady and Naveen. When they're together, it's 100% them. They if they're listening, like they know it's true. Like, it's like when they're not together in scenes, it's fine, but the minute they get together in a scene, and it's like if they just like make some look at each other or something, they just burst out laughing, and then it's like all of us are laughing, and then it's like, okay, let's circle back. But there's been like one day where there was one scene that it was like it was just nonstop laughing, and it was just no one could keep our cool, and we probably did like 20 takes, like, and the directors were like, okay, like come on guys. But yeah, definitely Brady and Naveen.
Nice. Yeah, so Maya, like the running gag is, you know, her boyfriends. Do you ask the producers or the writers, like, how many boyfriends has Maya had? Because it's hard to keep track of.
Yeah, definitely. I was, at the beginning, it was like I kind of talked with the director, and it was kind of like, so, like, what's Maya about? And it was kind of like, okay, well, she's got a lot of boyfriends this season. Like, that's kind of what's going on. But yeah, she's got a lot. She upped her game from last season. Like, last season, she had, like, one or two, I think, that she
right.
mentioned. We got to meet one of them.
Yeah.
But this season, she's taking advantage of summer. She, yeah, she's really going out there.
I like it. Yeah. She. So we're recording this after episode 6, and they had the campfire scene, and she talked about being exhausted. And I was like, yeah, I feel you. That's just stressful.
Yeah, it's stressful. She's all these guys.
Yeah, so we did talk to DJ, and he mentioned how he has a knack for, you know, popping out and scaring people.
He does.
Has he gotten you?
Several times.
Really?
Yes, there's been a couple times. I remember it last season as well. It's like he'll just kind of come up behind you, and he'll kind of like grab your shoulders, and it's kind of like a moment, like I'm just walking down the hall, and it's like I was like, thought I was by myself, and then just right behind you, and it's like, there's definitely a few moments like that. It's funny, but it's definitely kind of like, what? Like, what just happened? but yeah, he's right.
So when that happens, are you just like, well, I'm going to get you back somewhere? Or you just take the high road?
I think the majority of the time I've taken the high road on it, but I feel like maybe, but see, he doesn't really get scared. So it's like, even when I tried, I think I've tried a couple times to like scare him back, and he's just kind of like dead stares me down and is like, yeah, it didn't work. And I'm like, oh, okay, got it.
Yeah, that's the worst. Yeah. That's when you try it, do something, you plan it out, and there's nothing there. Going back a little bit, I think in season one, you gave yourself a 3.5 out of 10 in terms of hockey skill. Have you gotten any better since then, or would you still give yourself, you know, a 3.5?
I would say I've gotten better. Like, I like can't tell if like 3.5 is like I'm trying to. Okay, so I would say I've definitely gotten better from last season.
Okay,
like I'm 100% about that. I've gotten better at like scrimmaging, kind of, because last season I was kind of like not scared to scrimmage, but it was kind of like, okay, guys, I just learned how to skate. Like, give me a break. But I think this season I was kind of more like, okay, I got this down. And I was a lot more like open to scrimmaging, and it was like a lot more fun for me because I wasn't falling down every 10 seconds. But I would say like I want to say like 5, but like,
okay,
if you put me in a hockey game with other hockey players, I wouldn't make it. Like, I'm saying, like, I wouldn't.
Right.
So I'm not like, don't, like, I'm not saying like, oh, I could play with real hockey team, because I couldn't, but I can like play with like I could play with like the other kids and have,
right,
them. Like, that's what I'm saying, like,
right. Yeah.
Yeah, so I'd say a 5, like,
okay,
reasonable. Yeah,
nice. Obviously, you talked about, you know, you didn't even know if you were coming back. Did you practice hockey at all in between, or no?
No. I didn't practice at all. I think I went once, and it was like right after, like a day after I got back from the pilot, because I was like, oh, we're going back in like 3 weeks, like let me up my game and I'll be ready. And then it was like COVID, and I was kind of like, didn't practice. Right. I rollerbladed around my, okay, neighborhood, but I didn't go back to the hockey, the ice rink, because I mean, they're also closed because of COVID,
right?
But yeah, I didn't I didn't go back.
fair enough. Yeah. Was it hard, you know, season two to get back into it, or is it muscle memory? How does that work, you know, getting back into it?
Yeah, I feel like, I mean, we had another 2-week hockey camp right before we started filming this time, so that was definitely helpful. But it was like, I wasn't falling. Like, it was like I'd gotten the basics of skating. It was just kind of like upping that. Although I remember, like, because it was like, it's like intense training. It was like, we had one day where we were 4 hours straight of just hockey. And on the first day, I think it was like 2 hours. And it was just kind of like, oh, like, okay, that hit me. Like, I remember I was like Advil every single day. Like, it was definitely really sore. It was like, I was just kind of like barely moving around. But I think that the training definitely helped. I mean, I feel like majority of the stuff I remembered, but it was like on the first day, it was kind of like, okay, like, you guys know how to play hockey, like, let's get scrimmaging. And I was kind of like, whoa, it's been like a year and a half.
Right.
Give me a break. But no breaks were given. It was straight into it.
Nice.
Who's been improved on the ice? Who can you tell, like, okay, you took this seriously in the off season, and you think you're a hockey player?
I feel like, ooh, I would say that we all improved like a lot. I feel like, I mean, I would say like, see, it's like difficult because like Brady was already really good, and I'd say like when he came back, he was good again. So, but I feel like all of us, like, I remember could tell that like Maxwell had improved like a lot, and DJ as well, like he'd improved a lot. And he was like doing all these fancy tricks on the first day back, and I was like, whoa, okay. Whoa, hold up a second. So DJ had done, I'm pretty sure he went and practiced in between the seasons. So he definitely improved some, and I was like, okay, this, you're making me look bad, DJ. It's like doing like backwards crossovers and circles, and I was like, okay, hold on a minute. But yeah.
We do this thing called the quiet question. So we told people, hey, Tegan's coming on. What questions do you have for her?
Okay.
So Tommy has the quack question for you.
Yeah. And so this comes from our Facebook. So this is from Matthew Hoover, and it's a very, very simple, clean up the grammar a little bit, but just simply, you know, what are your acting goals? And something DJ told us is that, you know, he's going to be graduating soon and, you know, he wants to also be, you know, going to college while, you know, potentially acting. So, you know, what's next for you?
I mean, I would say I'm kind of on the same boat, DJ. I definitely want to go to college, but I think like the whole balancing the college and the acting thing has been like a kind of, well, what's, how is that going to work out? But I definitely think college is in my future. And I mean, I love acting and I always have, so I would love to continue it. But I would say like my goal role would be like, I mean, I love like watching kind of like drama kind of coming of age movies. So I think like that would be kind of a fun to star in that. Or like a psychological thriller. That's like complete opposite. Ooh. But I love those too.
Nice.
I would say that's like, yeah, that's kind of the broad goals.
What's a good thriller you've seen lately that you're just like, oh wow, that got me?
Okay, there was a Sandra Bullock movie that came out. I feel like it came out a few months ago. God, I can't even remember what it was called. But I remember watching it, and it was like Sandra Bullock had just gotten released from jail. That had such a good twist that it was like amazing. It was so good. And I remember I was like telling all of my family, like, you have to watch it, you have to watch it, you have to. They didn't watch it, but it was so good. Like, it had such a great twist that was just like, that was a really good one. So whatever latest Sandra Bullock movie that came out where she was released from jail, that one, that's a good one.
Sandra Bullock, Bully? Is that it?
I believe it's called The Unforgivable.
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, I think that's it.
There you go.
Yeah, that one was really good.
I like it.
Have you seen Sandra Bullock in Speed and Speed 2?
Yes. I don't think I saw Speed 2.
Well, I was going to say, you don't see Speed 2. Just leave it at Speed 1.
Okay.
But that was that's another good thriller with Sandra Bullock.
Yes.
And then, God, she's in this kind of weird
one,
movie.
Right? Wait, that's the boss one?
Okay. By far. But maybe they should reboot it just like they're rebooting everything, you know. And I guess, would they be on a plane? I don't know.
True. Like, yeah, that'd be interesting. Or like a train. I feel like a train is kind of similar to a bus. So I feel like a plane would be more exciting.
Like, well, maybe train. They're like testing out a new bullet train or something like that. And it's going from, let's see, like, I don't know, like Jacksonville to Miami. And then you could be in it too as her sidekick.
Yes, I'll be in there somehow. I'm saying now, if there is a reboot for Speed, I would like to be in it.
There you go.
Would you want to be like actually kind of you know, the bad guy all along, and you're the one pulling the strings, or would you want to be a good guy?
I feel like it'd be cool because it's like, I feel like if you're a kid, like a young kid, and you can play off like the whole sweet thing, then like no one's expecting it. So then the whole twist of like, turns out that I actually have a gun and I'm the one making all these calls.
Exactly.
And I'm holding everyone hostage right now on this plane with you. So I feel like everyone would be like, whoa. So I feel like that would be like, I feel like I'd like to play the villain. I've never played a villain before, a bad guy. So
yeah.
That'd be pretty cool.
Yeah.
Excellent. We'll do what we can to make that happen.
Yeah. We have, you know, we're high powered brokers. So obviously can't give anything away, but do you have any, you know, teases for the rest of the season here as we go through Mighty Ducks Game Changers? Anything we should know about Maya coming up?
Okay. I have to be careful here.
Yeah.
I'd say Maya has like you get to not learn more about her, but we get to see something kind of cool and like fun happen with her. Like, it was kind of not unexpected, but it was kind of like an unexpected thing that most people were probably going to be like, what? Like, what's happening? But I feel like that's kind of that's all I'm going to say.
Okay.
Unexpected happens, I guess.
I like it. Yeah. That's good. I'm intrigued now. So yes. There you go. Tommy, any last things for Tegan as we close up here?
No, I appreciate you coming on. And again, we'll watch that Sandra Bullock movie and, We'll see if we could have written you into it, and so we'll let you know.
We'll pitch it to all the producers and everything.
Yeah, there
that's
you
your
go.
Girl.
There you go. At Tegan.Burns on Instagram, Mighty Ducks Game Changers, obviously every Wednesday, coming into the home stretch here. This is exciting for us, thequackdeck.com. Go there, contact us at QuackDeckPod on Twitter, Facebook.com/QuackDeckPod. Go to iTunes, give us 5 stars. Tell us what psychological thriller you'd like to see Tegan in. And remember, ducks fly together.
Ducks fly together.
Ain't no turning back. Start to believe.